Hi, this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting one of Syria's main rebel groups has pulled out of talks. The discussions among opposition groups were aimed at forging a united front ahead of potential talks with the Damascus regime. The Saudi-backed ultra-conservative group, Ahrar al-Sham, said it withdrew Thursday to protest the role given to groups it feels are too close to the government of President Bashar al-Assad. A coalition of medical aid and relief organizations in Syria, meanwhile, is reporting an escalation in attacks on hospitals and medical personnel. Lisa Schlein reports.
The activists say hospitals, health workers, and ambulances in non-government-controlled areas in Syria have been targeted as a tool of war since the beginning of the crisis in 2011. They say doctors have been detained, tortured, and killed. Hospitals and ambulances have been systematically targeted by airstrikes and shelling, and medical supplies have been looted. Since the start of the war, they say 687 medical personnel have been killed, including 254 doctors, and 329 medical facilities have been attacked. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The U.S. military says the coalition fighting Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria has killed the group's finance minister and two other senior leaders. The deaths come in recent weeks as a result of coalition airstrikes. One of the top fugitive suspects in the 1994 Rwandan genocide has been arrested in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The United Nations says that Ladislaus Ntaganzwa, a former mayor accused of orchestrating the deaths of some 20,000 ethnic Tutsis, was arrested in Congo on Wednesday. A tribunal for Rwanda has charging him with two counts of genocide. This is VOA News. Burundi's foreign minister says his government will take action to end the crisis that erupted when President Pierre Nkurunziza decided to seek a third term. Alain N. Yamatwe's comments followed consultations this week with the European Union. He said while Burundi's government did not get the expected results from the meeting, it appreciates frank discussions. Efforts to resolve Burundi's political crisis remain stalled, and people in the capital wake up each morning to dead bodies in the streets. Mohamed Youssef takes a look.
Another night in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura. As the sound of gunfire rings across the city, most of the clashes are between police and armed vigilantes. When day breaks, it is time for the residents to count the dead. Seven people were killed on Wednesday, adding to the toll of at least 240 who have already died since April. Residents told VOA the daily violence has become part of their lives and that they fear for worse. Mohamed Yusuf, Nairobi.
The U.S. military says it has successfully shot down a missile off the coast of Hawaii in a test of a missile defense system. The U.S. Missile Defense Agency says the Aegis weapons system fired an interceptor missile after radar detected the target and destroyed it. Defense contractor Raytheon said the test's success keeps the program on track for deployment in Romania by year's end. The company says it is expected to operate in Poland in 2018. With less than 48 hours to go before a Friday deadline, delegates of 196 countries meeting in a Paris suburb are in a race to reach a wide-ranging climate agreement. Here is UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
The closing ceremony of COP21 tomorrow will be the most important award ceremony of this year and for all of us. I think we can all be the award winner tomorrow.
A 29-page draft of the agreement released on Wednesday shows differences remain substantial, especially on key questions involving the responsibility of richer nations to fund climate change programs for poorer countries. Core areas of dispute also include the demand by developing nations for an agreement and corresponding commitments to prevent global temperatures from rising a maximum of 2 degrees Celsius over pre-industrial levels. Australian authorities charged a teenager and four men Thursday with planning terrorist attacks on government buildings and on civilians. The buildings included the headquarters of the Australian Federal Police in Sydney. Australian Federal Police Deputy Commissioner Michael Phelan told reporters that police have arrested a 15-year-old boy and a 20-year-old man from Western Sydney and have charged them with conspiracy to prepare a terrorist act. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.